If Then. And before that, When I Fall, two tracks from Ernesto Cervini's band called Turboprop. And it's just out. The album is called A Canadian Songbook because the tunes all have their genesis in either performing or being written by Canadian bands or individuals before that. Really a good concept and very well played, as Turboprop always does. We've now just snuck into our second hour. It is 11:01 Central's daylight time. And my name's Keith Black. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Moving along now to a band that an album that came out last year, probably almost exactly a year ago, as a matter of fact, with Billy Childs on piano. With Ambrose Akimizuri on trumpet, Scott Cawley on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Back again, he was playing drums on the Chris Potter album just a while ago. There's some beautiful playing on this, and I'm going to play two tracks. Collectively, they'll go a quarter hour or so. One is the title track of the album called The Winds of Change. And the other one is a track that I've played a couple of times that I really enjoy, with a piece I really enjoy, which is Crystal Silence, the Chick Corea track. So I'm going to play The Winds of Change, the title track, and then I'm going to play Crystal Silence. Here's Billy Childs from The Winds of Change.
Thank you.
That's a lovely version of Crystal Silence, the Chick-corea tune that he and Gary Burton made famous. And it's been covered a number of times, but I find that I love the tune, and I think that Billy Childs and his group there do a great job of interpreting it. That's from pianist Billy Childs' album, The Winds of Change. And it's 11:30. Wow, we're 11:20. Oops, looked at the wrong thing here. 11:20, sneaking up on halfway through our show today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. And I'm about to go into my historical segment now for the next half hour or so, I guess. I was playing some of Charles Mingus during Black History Month last month, and it led me to pull out the Mingus Aum album from 1959, his first for Columbia, and it is recognized as a classic album for Absolute Sure, a studio session with some very, very interesting people. John Handy on alto, Booker Irvin on tenor, Shafi Hadi on tenor as well, Willie Dennis on trombone with Jimmy Nepper, Horace Parlin on piano, Mingus on bass, and he does play piano with Parlin on one track, and Danny Richmond on drums. Mingus was a fascinating figure, and I'll leave you to look up any more information you need. I mean, there's bags and gobs of it on the internet, but he was a very important figure and controversial at times, very troubled at times. But his music has endured and will endure for as long as there's jazz, I think. I'm going to play a set. It starts with Better Get It In Your Soul, which is clearly gospel-oriented, and it would have been apparently Mingus grew up with in Watts in California and a gospel church. After that is Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, another classic Mingus tune that refers to Lester Young, who had died just before this. This was recorded in 59. And Lester Young, who always wore a pork pie hat, not always, but that's what he was known for, and had died quite recently before this album was recorded. And Mingus composed and recorded this in honor of Lester Young. Then Boogie Stop Shuffle, which is sort of self-explanatory. An Open Letter to Duke, obviously referencing Duke Ellington and the relationship in the jazz community with all the masters and the leaders at the time, of which they were both two. Then Bird Calls, following that. And finally, a different version than I played last month of the Fables of Phoebus, the Orville Phoebus, actually hoisting the musical finger at the governor of Arkansas, who resisted integration at Little Rock and brought in the federal guards and the federal. It was a major fuss with respect to trying to integrate the schools. And so Fables of Phoebus is Mingus's cheeky saying, take this, Orville, you know, we gotcha. So here now is a set from the great Charles Mingus, from Mingus Aum on Columbia, recorded, I think, in 59, classic by anybody's definition, starting with Better Get It In Your Soul. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.